أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in the tradition which we want to reflect upon comes to us from the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he offers a very stern warning and reminder to a specific group of individuals. Now again, some of these traditions that we are going through may not apply to each and every one of us, especially today, but they obviously do apply to a segment of our society, of our community, and we may find ourselves one day being in a position to read and reflect and implement such traditions within our day-to-day lives. In today's tradition, the commander of the faithful is addressing the merchants, the people involved in business, people who have their own companies, their own businesses, who are working, who are employing others. And he gives us a very important reminder of how we conduct our business. And he states the following: O merchants, knowledge of trading laws first, then the trade itself. Knowledge first, then trade. Knowledge first, then trade. We see in the traditions of the Prophet and his noble family, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, that whenever they want to emphasize a point, put a complete distinction and emphasis on something, they tend to repeat it at least three times. This is obviously common in many languages, but we see this being done by the Prophet and his noble successors many times in the traditions. When it comes to a point that they want to drive home, that they want to really drive across a point of importance to us, they emphasize it by repeating the statement three times, or multiple times for that matter. Here, the commander of the faithful is addressing the merchants, the business class, those who are running businesses, who are conducting trade, commerce, whatever have you. And he reminds us all that before you do anything, know the rules. Before you go forth to be a businessman or businesswoman, know the rulings. Before you go forth to do anything in life, know the rulings of that particular thing that you want to do. Now, this can be understood in multiple ways. One, obviously, is the rules of the country. And when we live in the countries that we live in, we tend to follow all of the rules. If we want to open up a business, we'll apply for the business license, we'll do the name search, we'll register, incorporate, we'll do all of these things to ensure that our legal back is covered, that we don't get sued, that we don't get into any legal issues with the business that we are starting. And that's very important. We have to ensure that we follow the rules of the country that we're living in. We can't just go and break rules of the country because we don't agree with them. No, we have to follow the rules of the country that we are living in. But at the same time, we also have to realize that as Muslims, as followers of Islam, we also have religious rules that we have to follow. And so sometimes the rules of the country may give us the liberty to do certain things, but Islam as a religion, as our way of life, would prevent us, would disallow us from doing those certain things. Within the world, many business activities are permissible, are open, are okay to do. But within Islam, we know that certain transactions, certain businesses are forbidden, are not allowed to do. For example, engaging in the sale, distribution, promotion, anything to do with alcohol is completely prohibited within Islam. But within the secular societies that many of us live in, this is a very, very accepted and common practice. So before we go forth to do business, or even before, I would say, before we go forth to become, to take a career path, to choose what, field of study we want to go into, we need to do our investigation to ensure that does the job or career which I will get at the end of my studies, will it be a permissible income? Will it be something permissible according to the rules of Islam? And if it doesn't fall within that criteria, within that bucket of permissibility from the religious perspective, then as a community, as believers, as individuals, we have to refrain from that action and we have to look towards another way of gaining income, another avenue to take in our studies so that we ensure that our life in this temporal world is in place, in line with the religion of Islam that each and every one of us profess. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.